Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. I love your testimony about how God pulled you into homeschooling. And he uses so many different ways to bring us as parents to our knees and just crying out to him saying, what do you want, Lord? What do you want us to do? How do you want this to look? And sometimes we don't have clear answers, except that God is just saying, just do it. Just be obedient and trust me to do what I'm asking you to do. And it's going to look messy for a while, and it might look messy the whole time, but in the end, he's painting a beautiful picture that we can't always see. We recently did an episode with Zan Tyler about Noah. We were talking about Noah building the ark and how he built it plank by plank. And as he was building the ark, he couldn't see exactly what the whole arc and picture was going to look like. He could just see one plank at a time in it. Homeschooling, I just can't get that image out of my head now, because I think homeschooling is so much the same, and that we're just building this life of our family day by day, minute by minute. And it doesn't always look pretty. It doesn't always make sense, but God is saying, just trust me, just keep putting those pegs in, keep, you know, putting those planks together, and he's creating something amazing. So as you look back over your few years, you know, several years that you've been homeschooling, what do you have a favorite part so far of homeschooling your kids and having them home with you?
I think that's a good question, because it probably depends on the day what the answer would be. I have a lot of favorite parts. I mean, initially my first thought, especially just having teens, and you and I discussed this before recording, but the connection aspect of it. I honestly think in the ark philosophy, or the ark analogy, is such a great analogy, but I think the connection aspect of homeschooling is something that God intentionally called us to do for that purpose. Yeah. And I see it because I'm such a manager of the home. I do really well managing things, but I have a really hard time sitting and being with my children. Mm-hmm. And homeschool has made me do that. You know, if they're going to be educated, I need to be sitting with them and doing it, especially with the philosophy that we use, which is Charlotte Mason. So there's so many books that we're reading through during the day, and they're all just tucked in every nook and cranny of my body, you know, and I am physically touching them. We're emotionally talking about things. We're processing things together. We're discussing, and that doesn't just end after reading the books, because those stories carry with you,
right?
And they translate to life experiences. And so then you're discussing concepts and ideas later on in the day. And there's just this constant connection that's happening that I look back and I just say, thank you, God, for calling us to do this, because I would have missed out on all of it. I would have managed our home well, and our schedule and the logistics, and I would have missed all of the connection, which is really the most beautiful part of it, you know? So that's what I would answer today. But like on an academic level, I would say I love learning alongside of my children to give them a beautiful education, something I never had or even thought existed, to be able to read about philosophers and just men of character, and to call that school, I mean, it's just such a blessing and a gift. So that would probably be a close second. Is I feel like I'm getting educated all over again, but this time with rich, good, true, beautiful literature, and that is just so fun to do alongside of the children. So those are probably my top two. I mean, I could go on and on. The flexibility of it. You know, we are an active family. We hike and we ski and we love adventuring. And so to be able to, if there's fresh powder, just say, hey, let's bring our memory work in the car and we'll head up to the ski resort and we'll work on our hymns on the lifts. it's such a cool experience to have with your kids. It's just Yeah, there's too many favorites. I honestly could go on and on.
Well, and all of those things that you talked about go hand in hand. The relationships go along with the academics, which go along with the relationships, which go along with the adventure. And you're building memories with your kids that you would miss. You would not otherwise have those. And it's just different. It's a different way of life. And so, yeah, it's I'm with you though. I would put at the top of my list also relationships and the relationship that I have with my girls. I would not trade it for anything in the world. I absolutely love hanging out with my girls and spending time with them. I love that we're at that phase now where, you know, we're kind of in the friend zone, and I'm still mom, I'm still their authority, but it's, you know, my oldest is going to be 17 this year. And so, you know, only more than a little over a year and she's going to be officially an adult. And it's just so interesting to see how our relationship is developing. And, you know, my 11-year-old, we're getting into those teen years with her as well. And it's just so, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful way of life.
And so wholesome. I mean, my husband and I were laughing the other night because it was a Friday evening. And, you know, my children have friends, but it was a Friday evening and my oldest son, who's 16, was playing chess with my daughter, who's 12. And they're night owls. So they tend to play board games at night because everyone else is asleep. And we were just laughing because I asked him, when you were 16, were you playing chess with your little sister? And he's like, no, I was making out on the couch with my girlfriend, you know? And we were just laughing because it has just given us an entirely different perspective on what wholesome family looks like. And there is no rush to introduce them to the couch. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's let's take advantage of this. There's nothing wrong with a 16-year-old playing chess with his 12-year-old sister. Yeah. So it's actually beautiful. And we had a good laugh over that though, because it's experimental. We didn't have that experience. We had very typical high school experiences. So it's very experimental to kind of do it differently.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.